Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former co-founder and president of Strikeforce Energy and former Navy SEAL Sean Madsen, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Ross Patterson Revolution listeners an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com. Use the promo code Nooners. That's CardoMax.com, helping
you achieve your max.
I like that nice little 15-second intro, so it lets people get into the feed now.
Yeah, it lets people try and beat Ruben, but they never will.
They never will. Right? Was Ruben first in the room again today?
Yeah. Every...
Man. He's an amazing human.
He just needs to calm down, and he knows that.
Ah, yeah, he does. Rob, wake up, brother.
What's up?
What's happening here?
What? Time.
Come on, dude. I mean, literally, there was a hand in front of your face waving.
What's
going on over there?
What do you need him for?
Talk to him,
just
Delco.
Just taking notes. What do you want?
Talk to him, Delco.
You need me to switch? Okay.
There it is. There it is. It's a Thursday, baby.
Bam, 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 bam.
That's what Thursdays are for, kids. We're here.
We're here.
We're alive, and I feel great today.
Do you?
Yes, I have not felt great for a couple days.
You really haven't.
This dumb Texas boo-snit.
Mold. It's high
mold. Come on, man. I'm not a white woman in the suburbs.
I don't are medicated like
I know.
One.
I don't get allergies. I don't get.
You do though.
I don't. And then we moved here.
Yeah.
We moved here, and then I had to go to see the a doctoro. Sorry, that's babbel.com for me.
It's not.
Yes, it's that's Spanish for doctor.
Doctoro?
Doctoro, yes. You're welcome for that. Again, not
Bob's
only
gonna find the real
podcast host, but I'm also I'm also an educator.
Bob's gonna find the real Spanish word for doctor.
There it is.
Medico or medica.
Doesn't sound like you're
actually,
a local.
Another one is el doctor.
There you go.
Really?
Just told regular you. Old doctor.
Told you, dude.
Yeah. Oh, regular?
Sorry. I speak as if I'm there because obviously, you know, you're fluent. I am. I'm fluent. Had to go see the old doctoro about mabusnit inside my head. And I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. The fuck is this, man? Mm-hmm. It feels like there's a stake driving through my head, and I've got these migraines, and this has never happened to me in my entire life. I'm a kid who's never taken like aspirin or anything, barely.
Right.
Like I'm a ibuprofen 800 guy for a hangover here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very rare. Not someone who's taking migraine medicine or Flonase or any of that other bullshit. And now we're here, and oh my god, it's the senior fever. I am now, and
right.
I'm like, fuck you guys, dude.
I know,
fuck you guys.
I know,
it's a beautiful state here, Texas. A lot of bullshit, though. A lot of bullshit here, though, Javes.
Oh, but no, actually, I will say that on the homeless front, Austin has really stepped up their game. I was driving, here, turning into the office, white lady, blonde hair.
There we go.
Cargo pant, like a camouflage short cargo pant, tramp stamp.
Ah,
no shirt, no bra.
Where at?
You're welcome. Well, she must be coming up the corner right now,
Giorgio.
And
did
I
you hear
thought
that?
Pushing a grocery cart,
sure.
Dancing.
Yeah.
I smiled. I said, you know what? It's actually not that bad here.
Yeah, it's not.
Our
she have a nice
homeless,
rack or something?
Big.
What?
Bajungs.
Giorgio.
Just saying.
Giorgio's just popped
just
in.
Just saying.
Jesse just saw a topless homeless woman pushing a golf cart right down the street. Not a golf cart. Golf cart would
a golf
awesome.
Cart. She's got about $5,000 right there if
shopping
she wants to sell
cart,
it. But
I
yeah.
Know. Shopping cart.
Shopping cart, dancing.
Let's get it.
And I just thought that, and that is why I am in a good mood today.
Okay.
Do you know what
short,
I mean?
Short
of
hair?
Like,
short hair?
Short-ish.
Okay,
blonde.
Not who I thought it was. There was a homeless person and her significant other screaming below our stairs earlier this morning.
Ah.
About
okay.
their stuff.
All right.
So
yeah.
Just wondering if it was the same person.
Well, I will say this. They passed those laws to get rid of the homeless downtown and all that other stuff, those bills. And they've done a pretty...
But also, let's not get rid of all of them. But do you know what I mean? Can she stick around?
It's in three stages, okay? So I think they're through the first two. It almost feels like American Idol for homelessness, where it's just like, you know, you get to stay
but
an
you
extra.
Get to stay.
You get to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah, because I think she, like, I have no issue.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? She wasn't in the middle of the road. She was literally on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
Topless. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, you were in.
You know what I mean?
You were in.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the doctor this morning.
Gosh.
Still Dre Day. It's a doctor theme today.
Yeah.
Doctor theme show today.
I thought you were talking about your actual doctor
no.
and I was like, we all have allergies.
No,
like,
no,
shut
no,
up.
No, yeah.
Okay.
I'm all done with that.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay, great.
I don't care. Drugs.
Great.
Bump me full of them.
Great.
Let's go. Dr. Dre finally settled that divorce.
Ooh.
And his ex-wife definitely didn't forget about Dre. Big boy number.
Yes.
Big boy number.
As we all said, she deserved.
Did you expect $300,000 a month in spousal support?
What was she asking? I think she was asking for 50.
I believe. No,
and
no,
he
no,
was
no,
pissed
no,
about
no,
that.
No,
oh, okay.
No, he wasn't asking for 50.
She
was asking, I think, for $2 million a month originally.
$2 million
yeah,
a month.
And now they settled at $300,000. So he's looking at roughly $3.6 million a year. And obviously that goes the rest of her life until she dies or remarries.
I laughed my ass off when I read that article. Why put or remarries? There is not one fucking prayer on earth she's going to remarry.
No, ma'am. She's been down that road. And by the way, she's good. I think that number is low, but...
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how long were they married?
I want to say that was in the 90s they got married. Mid-90s, maybe. So
how long Dr. Dre and her were married? How many kids they have?
I think a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Bob, look at when he married Nicole Young was her name. And then we'll go from there. But man,
1996 May.
God damn, I called it. I mean, 25 years. I mean, I am amazing. I'm an amazing human. 25 years. It's a long time. She probably put up with a lot of bullshit. I agree. She should, you know, absolutely get some cash. 3.6 a year. She can't be that old. I would say she's probably 40s, either mid 40s,
no,
late
40s. I think 40s. She's
50s. Is she?
I think. What?
How she's 51.
51. Yeah, so she's going to live another, oh, boy. She's going to live another 34 years, probably. She'll probably be 85, you know? When you're that rich, you live longer. So what are we looking at? I'm going to pull up the old calculator here and just look for a rough number. Let's go 35 years just to do it, you know? Oh, my gosh. $126 million. She's looking at $126 million, so... Whew, that is a big boy check. Luckily, he's got that Beats money mm-hmm. by Dr. Dre, which what do you get?
And look, like, here's the other thing, though, is the lifestyle that they get up to that requires her to have that amount mm-hmm. is due to both of them.
Well, that's just spousal support. She's getting houses and some other shit out of this,
I'm
too.
I'm just so saying, but there's expenses.
Yeah.
That I don't both know. Parties... Yeah. Move forward to where they both get to a place where this is what shit costs, right?
Yes. I don't know if it's $126 million unless she's flying to space, because she could buy her own rocket and go to space at this point. So it's a lot of money. It was a big shocking figure for a lot of people.
I would say her
money.
Bills a month.
Come on, man. $300,000 a month?
You said 200.
$300,000.
Oh, $300,000 a
correct.
Month.
$300,000. She gets 3.6 a year. So,
look, dude. She put her time in. She had points in the company known as their marriage. And she's fucking cashing out. I don't get it, dude. Like, what do you... Again... You don't want us to be independent women that fucking do whatever we want. But
I don't
then you
know
also
what she
don't
does.
Want
don't
her to get the fucking work that she put in. What is it?
Look, Jesse, you work, okay? I don't know what Nicole Young does, okay? I don't know what she does. I don't know. But she's definitely not getting remarried anytime soon.
No.
I've seen less.
She actually had a law degree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's why she's getting $300,000 because you fucked with the lawyer, Dre.
Yeah, she wasn't you know, just some fucking chick in LA. Like, she was a working lawyer.
And I'm sure when you have kids and then you're Dr. Dre's fucking wife,
yeah,
that degree just goes right into the fucking trash, right?
Sure.
And for that sacrifice,
yeah,
you're gonna be promised to be fucking taken care of.
Yeah, you are. And she
but
is,
look, I'm always on the side of like of a really successful man
I
that
agree.
A woman allows to be successful by either taking care of houses, taking care of kids.
Sure.
I don't know the situation. I'm talking about people that go through it just in real life.
Yeah. There's a girl named Jessica here in the chat. She says, I agree, Jables. Women can spend that money easy. Look, spending money is always
thank
easy.
You, Jessica.
Making it is hard, but, yeah, 3.6. No, that's fine. Dre is going to be just every year just
making
waiting for her
hard,
to die.
But you could do it by yourself if you want to. Or you can have a wife and you can have kids, and therefore you don't get to do what you want to do without her taking care of some shit for you.
Right.
Yes or no? Otherwise, be single. Be successful on your own.
Look.
If it's all...
Look, man, that's 3.6 a year. That's a lot of money. That's all I'm saying.
It's not.
Oh my God, dude, Jesse.
Not in the realm that they're. How much should Beats sell for? Do you know what I mean? Not in the realm that they're in, dude. You're thinking about it as you.
No. No.
And you need to stop being poor, and you need to start thinking about what money actually is when you're in that fucking realm, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dr. Dre is like a billionaire.
Pretty sure, but like we don't really know.
No, you don't. But you know. I guess she does.
Yeah, she did. She did. And that one got nasty for a while. It's over now, and oof, yeah. Yeah. I got, there's somebody in my family. I'm not going to say who it is, obviously, but they got divorced. And she didn't bother to get remarried for 40 years. She just was like, no, fuck you. I'm good.
I think I would do that to you. 100%. I'd date a bunch.
Yeah.
But you're still fucking paying me for the pleasure.
That's like Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get married to Sudeikis, right?
No.
No.
7-year engagement.
Kept that Prince money rolling in. She was married to a prince in the back of a bus in Italy.
People stopped asking them, too, like, when are you getting married? Because I think people either heard or realized, and they were like, all right, we're just going to stop the whole, when's the wedding? We know that there's no wedding, right?
Yeah.
But you're engaged and you have kids. Good for you.
Yep.
So,
look, yeah, she's definitely not getting remarried. But if you're out there, there's another one out on the, shit, for Giorgio. There's another one out there who's 51.
She looks good too. So like
she'll be fine.
Giorgio can handle that.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. She'll probably end up on one of those Real Housewife things and, you know.
No, cuz she has actual money. So the Real Housewives is sort of a front in that they need every dollar that they actually make on the show
to keep it up
looking like they don't need the dollars, right?
Yeah. No.
So I wouldn't think with that amount she would need to or want to, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She seemed pretty private up until now, right? So why?
Dre's wife?
Mm-hmm.
She went public with a divorce to TMZ like every single day and said like all this fucked up shit.
She's a lawyer. She knows what she had to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she got the money.
She got the money.
She got the bag.
And I say good for her.
Yeah. And if you're out there, man, there's a lot of people. Bezos' wife, Dr. Dre's wife.
Yeah.
They're all out there. There's another lottery ticket out there, men. Go get it. Go get it, Giorgio. 51. God, I've never seen a smile bigger on a man's face than Giorgio's right now. 51 years old.
Giorgio, that one could be fun, too.
Yeah.
Yacht?
For sure.
You want a yacht?
Yeah. Congratulations.
How about five?
1 month. 1 month's worth of spousal support. You can get that yacht.
yeah.
For real. That's your down payment right there. Giorgio was talking to a 51-year-old when I walked into the studio today.
I was.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
It's Tinder?
Not who.
Tinder,
oh,
right?
You, I thought she was here.
Oh, no. I would never bring someone to the office.
Please? Oh, no. You don't want me to ruin it.
This was a Ross-only conversation.
Well, it's going to be an everybody-only conversation now. Am I allowed to say with those... text messages where he said, sure. I wouldn't do that without his permission.
Your first mistake was having a conversation with Ross that you thought was going to stay
between the
two of you.
I just had to prove who was the real dirtbag around here. People were wondering.
It's real.
It's me.
Yeah.
I never wondered, but go ahead.
I was looking and he goes, hey, dude, really living that life. And I was looking at this 51-year-old and I was like, oh my gosh, it's... Right out of central casting, where you're like, oh, yes, that is a 51-year-old woman. If you were to cast that, like a 51-year-old white woman, you'd be like, that's her.
Okay.
That's her. However, when he scrolls down and you start to get into the messages, like he's kind of just zipping by it real fast. And I was like, whoop, I thought I read something there. Can you back that up real quick? It just said, yup, period. Your cock grazes my ass. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. I gave it to Denzel. Okay.
But that's why, here's the other thing. That's why he's into 51-year-olds. Because at a certain point, you don't give a fuck. And you go, let's fucking do it all. Right? Is that not a little bit? You're more like sexually like,
Ross
I'm 51.
Ross is holding back a little bit. The message right before that said, you had to come into my room because you forgot something in the bathroom and squeezed by.
Oh,
got it. And then your cock grazes my ass. I didn't catch all the dialogue on that one. I didn't get my size
as,
in advance.
As a writer, I was wanting notes, Ross.
Yeah.
I wasn't showing you for...
Don't get off the mic yet. Is she at your house?
No, this was a fantasy that she had of me pretending to be her stepson. Yeah.
That's tame as fuck, dude.
Wow. No, the stepson?
But that's tame, dude. Man. Oh, you walk by me in the bathroom and you're...
You got to start
tame
somewhere.
Not tame, but she has a stepson.
Exactly. Ooh. Ah, nailed it. Stepson. Speaking of which, holy shit. On the drive-in...
Bob broke my brain. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, Jesse, come back to us.
I smell toast. I smell toast. Okay, I'm back.
Went into a fucking afterlife for a second there on that one.
Okay.
We did a show about... we were talking about a porn star on Drinking Bros getting kicked out of the convention. Some fucking conservative thing. And I forget what it was. Anyways, Lisa Ann, the porn star, you know who that is? Great. She hit us up. She's coming on the show, Drinking Bros, on August 9th. Relax, Giorgio. It is Zoom. She will not be here, but it's your... That's your...
Does Giorgio get 5 minutes to interview her?
Yes, you will. We will give you a segment for sure.
Okay.
That's a segment?
Yeah.
I would say like he could like set her up and be like, oh, okay, and like go through everything with her for Zoom. You know what I mean?
We'll get it live
like
on
consultation?
Air. No.
Yeah, and it like doesn't have to be online.
I want it on air. I'll give you that, Giorgio. Like we make dreams come true here. So I'll give you that on air.
I mean, we had a business call with her at her old company, me and Rob. And she's mean.
Really?
She's mean?
Yeah, she's mean.
Well,
mean lady.
We'll save it. She's a huge fan of the show. I read the text thread.
What's like an example? I just like mean is subject. Like what's a example of something that she...
It's kind of no nonsense. So.
Oh.
Okay. Well, most porn stars are.
She's not... I think she's moved past that.
She has moved past that.
Oh, yes. So she kind of does
it. So she's like, I'm a podcaster now. I'm not a porn star.
Correct.
Yeah. Wait,
correct.
Are they going to like... Are you going to be able to ask her shit about... Being a porn star?
Yeah.
Or is she going to be like, I don't do that anymore?
No, we're definitely going
to
ask
her. Well, I want to know about her podcasting career and how she was able to transition and, you know, just what she's doing with life now. No, not at all. I want to ask the porn questions.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's producing it, Giorgio?
Who wants to know about...
It could be you.
The podcast.
I'm a little let down, to be honest. I'm going to pass this to Rob.
I think that'll be a real fun one.
She's a sports fan.
Okay, good. Fuck. We'll test her on her knowledge on... Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC.
It's like the only profession that people are like nobody's like, no ex-baseball player is like, not a baseball player anymore. Don't ask for
that. Yeah, exactly right. No, I don't play anymore, dude.
This is why I find the real women on Tinder, not the fake ones that are porn stars.
Right.
Who are about that life.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you're doing it for free, you're about that life.
Yes, Brandy
Love.
You're
getting paid.
Brandy Love was the other one, by the way.
That what?
Who got kicked out of that convention. That's who we were talking about, which led to this. So shout out to the audience on that one.
Yeah, well, according to Dan, it's going to be a real fun interview of you guys trying to talk about porn and her shutting you down.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Not at all?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. When I was breezing through her shit, there was a movie called Life After Porn, a documentary that she was in that a friend of mine actually produced. And That's super fascinating, actually, because it's weird. It gets dark where you're just like, shit, where do you go? What do you do after this? You know? Mm. So that'll be fun. So it'll be like, hey, where did you go? How do you, because when you walk around with, what is it? Like double H fake tits they're massive. People are going to ask questions.
I think the harder thing is that you made that amount of money for that. And then you're going to get into some kind of workforce where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you know what I did one day? Right? Or all I had to do was ding dong, or whatever.
I think you just buy a bar at Lake of the Ozarks. You know, you kind of settle into your mediocre celebrity, you know, your B-list celebrity.
Sure.
And, you know, you charge kids $30 a drink and you live a happy retired life.
You're describing the show now. With
Ozark?
Jason Bateman, you're literally describing the bartender in that show.
Her life doesn't seem happy.
Well,
yeah. That's pretty dark.
I mean, that's the porn star, bro. Like, she's not going to be happy about it.
No. A lot of tears. Are much happier.
A lot of tears. God, just because it's where you're from, it's not fun.
I am not from the Ozarks.
It's not fun in games. That is in your state. That is inside of you.
St. Louis.
Yeah, that is inside your whole body in your state. What?
You're from a big city and I'm here in another one?
Also, this was like 2016, so maybe she's softened up since then.
Maybe she's like, because I wonder when that documentary came out.
Yeah. Because it was on Netflix. They sold it to Netflix. So it was a big one. And I know.
Then if she's talking about it and that got big, then she probably was like, okay, cool. I should talk about it again now. Yeah.
I know this. I know the doc was so big that they shot a sequel. So I'm not sure if she's in the sequel or not, but we'll get a chance to talk to her about it. Fun times ahead, though, indeed. Talked to Marcus Lemonis yesterday from The Prophet. Man, that episode dropped Sunday night. That guy was fucking rad.
I love him.
Jesus, dude. The best.
I just think he's cool.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yep.
No nonsense.
No, he's great. He was a great interview.
And he's rich, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, which very I like. Rich. Very, very.
Which I like.
Yeah, we've got a big group of shows on the network in the next few weeks, man. Tomorrow, in particular, Failure to Stop. That is our new show with Mike the Cop and Eric Tanzi. They're going to cover the whole Breonna Taylor case. I have wanted to hear that from a cop's perspective forever. Because I don't know, and there's been a lot of guessing as far as like...
And are they going to go back all the way to like the surveillance?
Oh, they're going deep.
Okay.
They're going deep on it tomorrow. And I know they're doing a live show from Instill Distillery. It's... what time do they go? 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. Eastern.
Eastern, yeah. Yeah. So if you're in Claytona Beach, North Carolina, stop by Instill Distilling. I know Mike and Eric are doing it live from there tomorrow with a bunch of cops. A bunch of NYPD came down last night. I chatted with some of them on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go.
No.
By the way, Instill is an awesome
great
location.
Venue.
Super fun.
Great but, fucking venue.
Yeah, but that's so even if you're in Raleigh, obviously you know. But
yeah. And doing this many shows a month out of like all of our network, it's hard to listen to a lot of them. That one, though, like I'm all in. I'll be listening to that on the way to work tomorrow. And it's just like, all right, great. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. I'm amped about that. So a lot of cool shit coming up and we're super, super stoked. Jabes, you've got some friends coming in town this weekend.
I do.
Yeah.
Mostly for my kids, also for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, well.
I have to work.
I should say who it is because everyone knows.
Yeah, it's Brooke. Bayou Brooke's coming in.
Now, I have one friend like that with kids that you can call and she will be like, cool, jump on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's just how she has it. I love that.
Yeah.
Right? Other people we have to like plan, right?
Oh,
you
of
have
course.
Kids,
of course, yeah.
You have jobs, whatever, you have to plan. She thankfully has got it like that where she could be like, I'll come next weekend with the kids. I'm like, fucking A.
Yeah.
So we're just going to hang out by the pool, chill out. Hopefully my son will get some social interaction, which he deeply craves, as do I.
Yeah.
We're the same.
Yeah. And I have to work because we're doing a live show tomorrow with Chuck Liddell for the Bare Knuckle Boxing Championship. Paige Van Sant is the headliner. She was on Drinking Bros last night. And We bet her dog on air. So if she loses the fight, she has to give us the dog.
Didn't you do the 10,000?
We did the 10,000 on Jake Paul.
Oh, okay.
On the Jake Paul fights. Tomorrow night is her actual dog.
She has to lose, and then also I think Jake Paul has to lose.
Correct. So. And I look, I think, but I told her, I said, I think you're going to win, but Jake is also going to win. So she's probably going to get to keep her dog, but she's definitely going to lose $10,000. So to the USO, it's for charity. So
there's no losers. But
by the way, if you go back and watch that, she was super shocked. She was like, "What? You want my dog?" And I was like, "Yeah. How old's the fucking dog? Like, do you have that much?" How close are you to the dog?
8 years.
Yeah. She goes, She goes, I've had the dog for 8 years. And I was like,
she
well,
did that bet?
No, she didn't do the bet.
She didn't do that bet. She also raised Ross. Ross had $1,000 initially. She said $10,000 immediately.
She said 10.
I did see that. And 10. Then I was like, I like this girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
James, is that big tit energy?
Yeah.
It is.
She definitely has.
It is. Isn't her husband
a
boxer?
And she's like hot and...
What, oh, her husband's a UFC fighter?
Not UFC. I think Bellator.
Oh, Bellator. That's right. Well, either way, what the fuck, dude? Nobody's fucking with that girl out in the streets. Like, let's be real. Jesus Christ.
Her in a big tit energy shirt.
Oh, yeah. Look,
would she?
Yeah, probably. She's cool.
We'll see.
She's
cool.
She
was cool. Like, I was like, oh, that girl is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be live. We're going to be popping out the link to people. This is one of the first. So part of the future of all of this podcasting and sports combination is here. And we're doing it first, I think. I think we're the first to do this. So if you buy the pay-per-view tomorrow night, mm-hmm. we're going to provide a link on all of our socials. You can watch the fight with us picture in picture.
Ooh.
Yes. So we'll be there on the screen. No. It's actually through Fight TV, right?
It's through Fight TV. You get to watch us. We're basically like another language. You know how you can watch commentary in Spanish or Japanese? Well, you now have Drinking Bros language.
Yes.
Coming with Chuck Liddell. And they're super nice to us. So they're giving us a portion of every pay-per-view buy if you buy it through our link.
Correct.
So, like, check on all our socials everywhere. It'll be blasted. You just got to buy it through our link. You get to watch us on the TVs,
yep.
like a real big people, and Chuck Liddell. We'll be hanging out, drinking, and watching girls fight each other with no gloves.
It'll be awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a stacked
night. You
guys are
like a real studio.
You know, the funny thing is, we've been talking about this on this show for a while now, of, like, what the future is and integration with all of this stuff, because I'd rather just watch shit with my buddies. And I felt like when the WWE hired McAfee to come and do that, that's essentially what they were doing is like, hey, dude.
Melding the two audiences.
Why don't you hang out with somebody fucking cool and he can narrate it and everything else. We talked about this story maybe a week ago on Drinking Bros Sports where Monday Night Football, Jesse, this might get you in, actually.
Okay.
So they're going to have two separate feeds this fall. The regular one with the regular boring announcers, and then on ESPN2, it's going to be just guest announcers like every week, and it's Peyton Manning and Eli Manning are going to flip-flop every week with like a weird celebrity.
Okay.
So you're just going to be hearing the Monday Night Football podcast from them, and I think that's awesome. Like, I would bet somebody like Costner gets in there, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell will definitely do it.
Because he did the one of those... Peyton Manning's got a show on ESPN Plus, and I watched it with Kurt Russell. God damn it, man, that guy's cool. And he was funny and affable. He knows a lot about sports.
I
think he'll be one of the guests.
Kurt Russell's actually grew up, his dad owned a minor league baseball team in Portland. Yeah. They did a documentary on it.
Yeah.
Did you see it? I fucking loved it.
Yeah. I have not seen it yet. But
what?
No.
Dude, so watch it. It's so fucking good. I mean,
so good.
Not just because that's my second one, but...
Second husband.
Yeah. Well, boyfriend. And thankfully, because you're going to still be paying me, but thankfully, he kind of is already used to that situation.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get married either.
Yep. Yep.
So perfecto. But anyways, not just because it was him, it's actually really well done and super fun.
It is.
The documentary.
It is. And like that minor league shit I love. Because there was some teams that in the summers when I would go with my dad, we'd go see these minor league teams. I love the vibe and the energy there and everything. But we haven't had that in a long time.
They're all but smoking and drinking on the field,
which
I love too. Yeah. We're like, you can tell in the dugout they are. They even have to like put it out, you know.
Heaters, dude.
Ugh.
Sigs inside.
So good.
Speaking of which, there was one event, and this is for you, Craig Dulesky. Iowa does exist for now. For right now, okay? The Field of Dreams game in Iowa mm-hmm. has been put back on.
Okay, for what?
Put back on the table.
We gotta go.
Right. So I got this notification that just said, hey, if you want to sign up, put your name in now. You must be an Iowa resident to get tickets, right? Here's how, like, sick I am. Didn't even blink. I just went to Zillow immediately, typed in Des Moines, Iowa, found a house that was for sale, and then listed that as my address. So we'll see. It's on the calendar for August 2nd. You have 12 hours to get the tickets, and you get a strip of them. So if you get
August 2nd?
No, the drawing is. So find out if I'm going to get the tickets then.
Got it.
And if we do, then we're obviously going to go. But we can tell who your brother's married to, right? Is that cool?
Yeah, but I've already talked about my old acting coach, and now part of my family
is married to
Dwyer Brown, from the dad from
the
Field of Dreams.
Baby, let's have a catch. Let's have a catch. Is in. So what we would like to do, hopefully, is if we get tickets, go. Not only do a show with him and Field of Dreams and hopefully KCOS, but you as well do Ross Patterson Revolution, where I interview him about him teaching you acting and what that was like growing
He's
up.
He's only going to have glowing things to say. 100%. And I of him, really. He was awesome.
He seems rad.
You know?
He seems rad.
He was so awesome that he would like drink with us after we were children. But anyway, love him. Love him. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I'm sure if we're able to go, mm-hmm. all of that can happen.
Okay.
I mean, look. Family.
Yeah.
Like you
yeah,
got
you
to.
You can't say no to family. Very Vin Diesel.
If you can get something from them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Vin Diesel, The Rock is doing press for his new movie, Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
Family. We're family. Vin Diesel.
Right.
Sat down to do press for Jungle Book. You know, he looks like fucking Popeye in this movie. You can pop up a picture of him, Bob. He looks like a modern-day Popeye in this movie.
Ooh, Bill's in Des Moines, too.
Bill Schofield?
Schofield.
Oh, shit.
He's like basically our publicist as well.
Yo, dude, Schofield. If we go.
I'll get you info to get the tickets.
Sure.
Okay,
for
brother,
sure.
brother.
Great.
Man, do I love this.
Yes, let's do it. Let's fucking go. That'd be a blast. So as we talked about, there it is. But yeah, pop that on screen, full screen. Look at that. That is Popeye, right? Am I not? It's the same outfit as Popeye, Robin Williams?
Not really.
Very similar. Very similar.
No. And this isn't Jungle Book. This is Cruise.
Jungle Cruise?
Yes. Like the ride at Disneyland?
Christ. Yes. Either way, it's Disney.
Right next to Indiana Jones?
Yeah, yeah. Good for them. That's Emily Blunt, who has steadily put up a fucking amazing career, by the way.
I think she's just cool, too.
Yeah.
Like, she's real good at
she's
press.
Fucking cool.
Everybody loves her.
Yes.
She's super talented, so... Of course.
Perfect segue into this is they put the two of them together for press, and they don't usually do that with a star the caliber of a Rock, right? Mm-hmm. Unless she was fucking cool. Obviously, she's cool, so they put the two of them together for press. Here's where it gets awesome. A few weeks ago, we talked about the Vin Diesel thing about, yeah, I had to coach The Rock on Fast and Furious.
Right.
9 to get acting-wise. I showed him a lot of tough love. I wouldn't say it was Fellini-esque, but I showed him a lot of tough love. A reporter asked him about that with Emily Bleasy on their press junkets yesterday, and The Rock laughed his fucking ass off. They go, what did you think of Vin Diesel's comments about him saying he had to give you tough love for your character study in Fast and Furious? And he goes, oh, I laughed, and I laughed hard. Hard. And he goes, look, I wish them nothing but the best on the rest of the Fast and Furious 10, 11, 12, however many they do. But I didn't really need a lot from him. Emily Blunt started laughing as well. And she said, thank God he was there. Thank God he was there to mentor you in the whole thing. Both of them started laughing. Like, and then The Rock clearly had read this over and over and over again, because his last line was, yeah, you know, that help, it was Fellini-esque on that. So he knows, he remembers. It's really fucking funny. The fact that she jumped in too is really funny. Like, that's awesome.
That's kind of why I like her, because she'll be like, oh yeah, let's talk about that family shit. They are a little bit cheesy too with their
Who?
Workout video. The two of them, they're funny. But they're also a little bit cheesy.
Which one?
Both of them, The Rock and Emily Blunt.
Oh, so I haven't seen a workout video.
They're doing like these cheesy workout videos where she's like training him, and it's like hilarious.
Oh, really?
Because it's The Rock.
Well, they make you do that shit. Like, I'll say this.
I know.
Probably
I'm
came
just
from
saying,
a,
like,
a studio publicist.
Oof. You know.
Could you imagine
Ross quickly coming to the defense of Emily Blunt?
He really did.
Like real fast.
Always.
Like, yeah, because always. Because I think she is cool. She's married to John Krasinski in real life. I know they're beef fries with Matt Damon and his wife. They all live in the same streets.
Oh, perfect segue. So have you guys seen the pictures of the new movie that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are doing together?
No.
All I need, Bob, for you to put up a picture of Ben Affleck. And tell me if you're buying it. This is not the movie that I wanted them to reunite on. This is not.
I wanted
an old school Boston, like, let's get back to it, right? No. I need a picture of him from, like, there we go.
Oh,
let's
what?
Just
what?
Get Ben.
What?
And he has a French accent. As we know, Ben Affleck does accents very well.
Is that full screen? Oh, no. Adam Driver, mm-hmm. Oh God! All of them look like this is—is it a comedy?
No.
That's the only way that could make it worse.
Exactly. Actually, that's the only way it might have worked. But
why? I knew they were writing something. This had did they write? Is this the one they
don't
wrote
think
together?
They wrote this, Bob. Oof. You're gonna have to check that out. But
man, you do not do that anymore. You know.
Not when you are at a caliber of, I think Matt Damon can still kind of do it because he lays fairly low. But when you're at a caliber of Ben Affleck, where people know you more for your personal life than they do for acting,
yeah.
we can't suspend the disbelief anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drop some bombs here.
Go ahead.
Please.
Screenplay by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Nailed it.
Beautiful, yeah.
Directed by...
Ben Affleck?
Ridley Scott.
Okay. Ridley Scott is a fucking fantastic director. So
He's like top five, top ten all time.
Oh, man.
But when he makes a turd, he makes a turd, like the Robin Hood movie.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
He turdied that up.
Excuse me?
Well,
With Russell Crowe?
Thank you. Thank
We're not
you.
Going Costner.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got...
Not going Costner when he lost his accent. 20 minutes in.
Everything that Costner did in that movie was exactly what he should have done.
Well.
And it was perfect.
You know, that was another one that his dong got cut out of, right?
What were you going to say, Dan?
What about the Guy Ritchie one?
Oh, I didn't.
Stop it
I
right
won't
now.
Do that. Jared,
stop it right now.
My buddy Jared, fucking Jared Taylor. He tries it. He's like, oh, you going to watch it? It's doing great. No, dude. I'm all done with the fucking Arthur and the sword. And
well,
all that
we've learned a while ago not to take recommendation from Jared as far as like what to watch, but. No, didn't watch that. Costner's the only Robin Hood to me.
Not going.
Always will be.
Well, not going to watch that. Not going to watch. I won't watch this either, to be honest with you. I can't. After that picture, I won't even give that a chance.
French accent.
Yeah. Won't give it a chance.
From Ben Affleck.
Won't give it a chance. But I will say what Jesse gave a chance to last night, and I'm proud of you. Proud of you for this. You watched that Beatles doc with me last night.
I told you about it.
Yeah, the
McCartney
one.
And I turned it on for you.
Yeah. And that's love. And that's love.
Yeah.
How great was it? It was shit. Rick Rubin. Again, Rick Rubin did the whole interview and the whole thing. And
produced it.
Yeah.
Executive produced it. Whatever.
I mean, we finished part three last night of six. And Jesus Christ, man. I have a new respect. I like the Beatles anyways. I know you hated them. But I have a new respect for Paul McCartney after watching that shit. Man, that guy really knows his shit. Like, you always wonder if you know and if you're that talented or if it was just a band.
He knows it in a way that you can wrap your head around, though. Like, he doesn't read music. He doesn't really know exactly what he's doing. All he knows is, like, what he wants. So, thankfully, he has people that he can be like, make it sound like this, right?
Yeah.
And
someone
can do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the notes. He can't write the music. But he can kind of like tell you what to do and create these like amazing rock, orchestral, whatever.
Yeah, and the interesting part about it was when you were talking about like making it easy, he describes every song, what he was going through, what he was thinking, why it happened and everything else. And then on the way into work this morning, I put the Beatles on and just kind of breezed through some of the songs that were in that doc. And sure enough, you can hear exactly what he was talking about. And you're like, oh, shit. It's a totally different way to look at it. The one that shocked me the most last night was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, that it had nothing to do with LSD. And it was just John Lennon's son, Julian, who came home, painted a girl whose name was Lucy. There were stars in the air, and he goes, diamonds. And then she was above the grass, and it was Lucy in the sky with diamonds. And they thought they would make a fun thing about it because of the drug culture. And he admitted it. He goes, look.
We capitalized
we
on it.
We leaned into the drug culture, everything that was going on. And he goes, we made a fun album about drugs and the time period we were in. And he goes, we like to do shit like that. And I was like, oh, man. I genuinely thought, all right, everybody's on drugs and fuck it. But the fact that they were in on it too, I was like, that McCartney, the smart one. The fucking energy on that guy. He's got to be what, 76 years old, Bob? Paul McCartney?
Yeah, and he's so sharp. So with it, all those songs are in his fucking head.
79.
No way. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. Watch this doc. He's running around the whole place playing songs, doing all this shit. And you're like, dude, slow down. Rick Rubin had to catch up to him at one point, which is like, hey, bro, what's, oh, yeah. Eleanor Rigby.
Yep.
The energy on that guy is unbelievable. Okay, so if he's 79, this makes more sense to me now. Because my question to you was last night, I was like, man, I don't think I've ever seen a doc with him explaining all the music, breaking it down, or even listening to it, to be honest with you.
No, but like,
if you're at this stage of life.
Right. But yes. Who else would you do that with? Like Rick Rubin has the, you know, equipment to play his original
tapes,
recordings with isolated tracks and knows how to do. I don't know. I don't know who else you would do that exact thing with in that exact way. Yeah. So I'm sure that kind of appealed to him because he doesn't want to just sit and talk to you about stuff. Like they were literally isolating tracks and like making the song sound different and then talking. And I think that's the way he wanted to do it. But maybe you're right, where he's like, I'm done now.
No, I think Rick Rubin was the right guy, like you were saying. I said the white guy, either ways. He's white and right. But he was definitely the right guy for it. Going through kind of their catalog and everything, it did make it, now that he's 79, this makes sense, where he was just like, all right, I don't want Ringo to be left because he's going to have a total bullshit explanation of all these fucking songs. Here's what I want it to be, because he did it by himself. Ringo was nowhere near this fucking place.
No.
So I think he was like, all right. I think he was forced into it of like, great. Shit. I'm probably going to die before Ringo. Let me get all of this out. Tell the story behind every single song, exactly how it went down, our entire lives. That way, after I die, Ringo can't do a bullshit doc and then tell you, oh, yeah, I wrote this song when I was in a circus with my lady. And you're like, no,
well,
you didn't write this song.
The only song they
bro.
Could talk to him about is Submarine.
Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
So if you want to do a whole show on that one, go ahead. But they didn't even get into that song, if you know what I mean.
Oof.
We all live in the
Love that
all
song.
Right, Ringo, we'll do it.
Yeah, I love that song. Either way, it's fun to watch. We got three more left, and God, the way they ended it and everything else, like they end each show, is incredible. It's all shot in black and white, but like this, it kind of looks like that old timey, like hold up a whiskey bottle in front of a light to make it move back and forth, and you're like Tombstone, where you're like, ah, shit, this is fucking awesome, dude. I was all in last night. To that, so thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your love.
And I appreciate
Ghostbed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Kids, 30% off everything in the entire store. Mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, you name it, they got it. Is the 40% deal still up? If Rich left it up in the IT department.
It's 30. What's
it?
Up?
The copy. I think there might still be a flash sale going on as well.
Really?
The 40% off flash sale.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Really?
Let's get wet. Confirmed. Okay. Delco confirmed it. 40% off. Go get it. Bundle package. Whoa. Flash sale. Do it right now. Drop everything. Leave the show. Go get the fucking mattresses.
We'll sacrifice,
I get it. We'll sacrifice your love. For their love.
For your love.
For your love. 0% down, 0% interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. If you have decent credit, don't come at me with a 550, dog. And say, I didn't get the fucking thing. It's like $35 a month. Go there. Learn it, live it, love it. And enjoy your life at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Drinking Bros. Next up, Cardo Max. I talked about it at the top, and I'll talk about it again. The energy intensifier. Let's fucking go, dude. Man, I'm hyped up on it today. Some might say a little too hyped up on it.
Couple people are, yeah.
Yeah, buy one, get one free. BOGO, limited time. What are we down to, 8 days? Go and get this shit today, dude. Promo code Nooners at cardomax.com, CardoMax.com.
.com, get your liquid energy intensifier and pink lemonade or blue raspberry.
Got a little bit in my drink today. So the blue raspberry is my jam, but if you're going the twosies on it, get the pink lemonade and the raspberry. Use that as your BOGO, and there's 15 packs in every single thing. So you're good to go on that. Like, you're getting 30 for the price of one bag. So, like, do it. Go to cardomax.com today. It's owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson.
Our boy.
A boy.
Part of the fam.
Cardomax.com. Promo code Nooners.
Can we talk about the Truff giveaway?
Yes. So, you see this on the desk. I'm leaving it. They're not even paying us to do this. I just love this goddamn shit.
Well, we really do love Truff. We love their company. We love the people that started it out of a garage. It's an amazing sauce. I'm a spicy queen.
Yep.
A saucier, if you will.
My dad got it and took it in a fucking Waffle House the other day.
Good for him. And I love that. That's, right? It's, so it's truffle-infused hot sauces, hotter. Yep. They have mayos. They have all of this. But anyways, we have a giveaway for you. If you haven't heard us talk about it already, Truff hot sauce will make you renounce your other spicy condiments. Bob, good one.
Yeah.
Deep. Anyways, so it is the best hot sauce ever created. We promise you that. We love this. Because we love this hot sauce so much, we are giving you a variety pack giveaway. So this right there, if you open it up,
dude, I'll open it up.
If you want to open it up, all you have to do is post a picture or video to Instagram of yourself putting Truff on your favorite food.
Cut to it, Dan.
And tag Ross Patterson Revolution.
Look at that. Look at the box it comes in.
Okay, and you're going to get a variety pack. But wait, that's not all you're getting, guys.
But there's more.
There is more. You are also going to get a $250 gift card to Mountain Primal Meat Company. I'm sure you guys know this was a little bit of Dan's idea, the meat queen, as I like to call him. We all call Dan Holloway the meat queen. But anyways, loves Mountain Primal. You've heard him talk about it a million times. I do as well if I'm grilling. So Mountain Primal ships ranch-raised beef, pork, elk, and bison all over the United States. They are by far our favorite meat provider as well as the meat queen. You can go to mountainprimal.com to read about the amazing way they raise their animals and what their company is all about. So
They were on the show on Drinking Bros. We had them on the show, and they gave $100,000 away to the boot campaign on the show.
Good quality meat that you're getting delivered. It's not
the freshest. Yes. Homeboy lives on the ranch. I mean, it is literally killed in his backyard and then shipped to you. It's amazing. Not only are you getting the best meat, but you're getting the best hot sauce with it. Come on, dude.
Right? And we're doing this, like, no one told us to do this. We're doing this because we like both of these things. And Truff is an amazing company. They're cool as shit. No. So here's, again, what you do. So you tag Ross Patterson Revolution. If you're not following Instagram, hello, I don't know what you're doing. But tag Ross Patterson Revolution of yourself.
Yep.
Putting your Truff hot sauce on whatever you like eating it on.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're cooking. Extra points for Traeger. But anyways, and you will be entered to win both a Truff variety pack and $250 gift card to Mountain Primal.
What up?
So get 15. So go to Truff though and get 15% off the whole site plus free shipping with the promo code RPR at Truff.
Truff, dude.
Use code RPR at Truff.
Truff.com.
Get your Truff. Cook it on something. Yep. Tag RPR. You're getting a bunch of fucking meat and some more Truff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's go. Amped about that. Because we wanted to help out Mountain Primal as well. Like, dude, I was not expecting it. I knew they were going to be on the show. I didn't know they were giving away $100,000. I was like, holy shit, dude. That guy's the best.
But anyways, like $250 can get you a fucking
ton
lot
of stuff. Yeah.
They have like any type of meat you could possibly want. Like any variation of
it's
it.
Amazing.
Like sausage, short ribs, like anything.
Yeah.
Pot roast, like.
Pot roast.
Mountain Primal.
Your boy, Harvey Weinstein, That's,
what the fuck?
Jesse Watts.
It can be fun and flirty, but don't say your boy when you're talking about Harvey Weinstein.
I just remember the show where you were like, I never got Me Too'd by Harvey, you know?
I also, there was a show where I said I felt bad for him. I said, poor thing. Oh,
God. He's back in court. He's in L.A.
Yes, he was facing extradited.
New charges. God, he looks terrible. He looks like he's going to die. Gonna die. Pop open his picture of this court photo of him. Oof. I mean, it's like a uniform that was smashed up in a bag at the last second. They're like, here, throw this on, get in there, fucker. Here's the blue mask, like the shitty blue mask, you know, that you have to wear. And he pleaded not guilty. He's still in a wheelchair. So I apparently, well, Cosby got free. So I think you have to get free to get to cure handicap.
Yes. So I was just going to say he's just following the same advice that Cosby's lawyers gave to him, which is be frail, be sick, be you can't take it in here, like whatever.
Yeah. Because there is a shot of him getting off a private jet here where he's held by a chest strap. He's walking down the stairs. I'm assuming the strap is to hold him from falling over, maybe. Looks like he's on a PJ, though, like in a private jet. So you still get that access, I guess, when you're in jail. That's nice. He's only 69 years old, though. You're going to live for a while. He's going to live probably, what, 15, 16 years in prison?
Maybe.
I think he will.
What
dude.
Do you think?
He's a fat boy.
So, you know, when
and
you're not doing
I think
anything.
He was on a lot of stuff when he was out that you don't get to be on when you're there.
Oh, really? Look, he's looking at 140 years. Good luck, Mr. Weinstein, the judge said before setting the movie mogul's next court date. And he replied, thank you very much.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
Very cordial. Very, very cordial. And, you know, you hate to see it, but I think this is the one with Rose McGowan, if I'm not mistaken. So I wonder if she's going to testify, because if so, then you get her crazy ass back in the news again. And you get to start the circus over again. So,
well, you just started right with the LA people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but there was a lot in LA. So, you know, you're looking at, he's facing 11 counts. They're probably bringing all of them in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a circus. I don't know what's going to happen with all of it. My guess here is I think he'll live 15 more years. In prison, then end up dying. And then that's it. Because there is no Cosby way out of this one. They didn't catch him. Yeah. I can promise you this. After that Cosby case, they dug. They dug into it and were like, hey, is there any way that the same thing happened or no? No? Okay, no?
No.
Yeah. So, you know.
They are looking for that kind of stuff. And aren't his lawyers high-powered enough to find it?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's got the best of the best. He still has the money. Now, I know that the divorce did go through a couple weeks ago with his...
that's right.
So I'm sure... Because they've got kids. I think, you know, hopefully he gave homegirl, you know, a big chunk of money and just said, look, thanks. I'll see you in the next life. You know? Weird, right?
Yeah, or maybe she wanted to get money before he lost it all. I don't know.
Who knows? Looking at the Matt Damon and Ben Affleck sitch, can't help but go back to Good Will Hunting. He did that. And those guys are wearing fucking Knights of Templar gear in another country, just, you know, making more movies with Ridley Scott. And then homeboys just sitting in a jail cell somewhere. Wild.
It would be so much more fun for them to just do a fucking dirtbag Boston shit, wouldn't it? Just don't get how and I'm an actress too, but that does not sound fucking fun dressed up like that. French accent,
they're
like,
both way too American. The only American I have believed in the last like decade in a fucking like historical movie that wasn't like World War II where it was like other Americans
yeah
was Chalamet in that kind of shitty Netflix movie.
Oh, Timothy.
About the Battle of Agincourt. That was it.
It's Timothée.
Timothée Chalamet.
And Timothée, by the way, his the new trailer for Dune dropped today, and people are going bug fuck for that. People love that kid, dude. He reminds me of somebody you'd hang out with, Bob, like musical theater type of dude.
Maybe. I don't know
if they love him, but yeah.
He was weirdly really good on Saturday Night Live, which I didn't expect.
It's always the people
expect. I know.
It's always the people you never expect.
It's because your bar is really low for them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with like when really hot chicks on Saturday. She was really funny, was she?
Well, to be fair, Elon didn't leap the bar. I laid on the floor for him, so it's not,
everyone. Kidding. I really wanted him to kind of come off as funny or something, and my gosh.
The ratings,
go there.
The ratings are just simply not there for SNL anymore. And
but the writers hated him, obviously, too.
I don't think they can get the writers anymore. Are you allowed to write that shit anymore? Like, that's the other questions I have is, like, can you even write cool shit anymore? Or does that just get nuked altogether now?
Probably.
That's my guess. Who knows, man? But, yeah, it, back in the day, they would do fun shit. Like Trump and those guys would be on it, and it was just like, "All right, cool, man, you can through it."
No, none. There's never been a good like billionaire on there because they've had a couple. They've had Steve Forbes, Trump, Elon Musk. The rich guys have all sucked, like universally.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's because they hate them,
and we can't help.
Yeah, because we talked about the hatred with the guy from The Prophet about Bezos and the rocket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he hated it.
The world, like on Twitter and everywhere else, is just like, fuck you, dude, you rich motherfucker, building a spaceship at like your dick and then flying it in space. Like, look, if you're that rich, yeah, dude, you deserve it. Build a spaceship out of your dick. It is very Dr. Evil, obviously, but it's whatever, dude.
I think they were kind of saying if he had paid taxes, he wouldn't have money to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not true.
That's what people are saying.
That's the
They're like, I literally paid for you to go into space.
That's the weird thing about that is like, yeah, he should. That makes him like a bigger dick. And people don't harp on that. It's like he still could have gone to space and paid his taxes.
Exactly.
That's what makes him the bigger asshole. And because like Bernie Sanders tweeted something the other day that was like, well, maybe if Jeff Bezos paid his employees more, he wouldn't be such a billionaire. And like, dude, like giving them an extra $5 an hour is fucking not a single sweated.
Yeah.
Drop a sweat off his dick.
Right.
Like, yeah.
It's like a bad argument. It makes him a bigger dick that he doesn't even need to do it and he's doing it.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
I know.
I think that's the thing where it's like, look, if you would have like quietly gone to space, I'm doing this for the space program. But no, you put on a fucking cowboy hat and your Rolex on the outside of your fucking suit.
Yeah.
And you made a big fucking show and we're all like, cool, but.
My hope and dreams, by the way, is that while he was up in space, there was TVs on inside of the Amazon factory, and it was just like 30 or 40 workers pissing into bottles.
Yeah, because they couldn't leave their posts because they would be docked.
And they're just watching him with his cowboy hat on, hopping out of the plane and shit, talking about how great life is while they're pissing in bottles, trying to get your Pete's coffee out to you, you know?
Right. Dear Amazon, I have enough Pete's for a second. You can stop. But then I don't want you to stop because then...
Because you don't know. And you're you know one that I'll never cancel, by the way, is First Leaf. We have this,
this
wine advertiser on Drinker Bros. I love it so much. I'll never stop it because who's going to say no to 6 bottles of wine a month?
For that price and then like...
Yeah. It's crazy.
Also,
it's crazy. We've just got bottles of wine like we're in some castle, and it's like, not. It's just tryfirstleaf.com/drinkingbros.
I have to start putting it in the kids' room. I can't fit it anywhere else. Here, kid, can I put the cellar in your closet?
I'll never bring myself to cancel that membership.
Good for you.
Never. I love it. I love it so much. Woke up to some awesome news today, too, and I hope this goes through. I read a fucking disturbing article that Austin might go back to stage 4. The city itself, not the state, obviously. Wear a mask and fucking do all the things.
True.
God damn it, man.
Right?
I'm not long for this world.
That doesn't really affect you.
No. Well, I got to go into places with kids and shit.
Not around here, though.
Not in Austin,
You're outside
really.
Austin.
I hope so. Yeah. I fucking hope so.
No, yeah, it won't. It won't there, but like here for sure. It'll go back to that.
It was that article, and then the next one that came out was Rolling Stones.
Oh, I saw that.
Tours back on this fall. Guess where they're ending? Austin, Texas.
Really?
Yeah. November 20th, they're going to be ending their tour in Austin, Texas. It says it's at a Motor Speedway. The Americas.
That's one track. Circuit of the Americas.
How is that? I've never...
It was fun.
What was it?
It's a good time. Yeah, it's the only F1 track in America.
Okay, cool. Was that the one that you went to?
I went for, NASCAR had an event there. My buddy owns a bunch of NASCAR tracks.
So what is it? Are they going to put everybody on the infield? They have an auditorium. Oh, they have an auditorium. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. I'm all in. I can't wait for that.
You're going again, huh?
You're not going to go?
I mean, I'll go with you.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
All right.
Look, if there's food and drink, you know I'll go.
Yeah. It could be the last time, Jesse. Okay.
I know, but we thought that two other times. And so, I can't keep, going to the memorial. Do you know what I'm saying? I already said goodbye.
No.
Like, I said goodbye.
No.
I've
said goodbye every time, but then hoping they'll come back. And now they're coming back, and I couldn't be more amped. And I was like, man.
I will say no.
If they shut the fucking city down, God damn it, man, I'll be pissed.
They'll still have that, right? They just may require a vax or something like that, but...
We're not going another year without an ACL. It's not going to happen.
No.
The city can't deal with it. But I will say the last time we did go when it was going to be our goodbye, remember that couple?
Oh, yeah.
That she was literally falling on top of me.
They listened to the show, by the way.
But
Yeah.
That probably shouldn't be the last one.
For them or?
For us.
Oh, yeah. Look, they were out of there in 10 minutes, so I don't know that they stayed very long.
Yeah.
I don't even think they made it for the opening song.
No. But they had fun, and I think they're rich, so they don't need... They're we're going tomorrow night, too.
They were,
or something. Yeah. They're we're good.
Yeah.
We'll skip this Rolling Stone front row.
Boston Joe saying, Ross, let us tailgate for the Stone Show. You can tailgate. We're not getting you tickets, though, Boston Joe. Come on, man. You know what a Stones ticket goes for, brother? Those are pricey.
Asking to tailgate.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't have to be a D about it.
We might get him some grass seats or something. If you have not been to a Rolling Stone show, that is the craziest, most expensive ticket there is. I think it's because, like you said, that you're selling tickets to your memorial. So, you're going to say goodbye. And I think that's why. Boston Joe, you are going to Clemson versus Georgia opening week. So it's in Charlotte. We're sending them there.
Nice.
They get tickets to that. Him and Tansy are going. So that'll be fun. But yeah, I think that bumps up right on Thanksgiving week too. So it's come on, dude, let's go. Cause I want this to be done and over. And the more and more that this shit creeps in, with the fucking COVID bullshit, the more and more I'm like, fuck, don't start canceling cool shit. Because we got, who's coming up next month? Somebody big.
Oh, we're doing Stapleton. The Outlaw Festival?
Yes. It's Chris Stapleton and Willie Nelson. That's because we're saying goodbye to Willie as well.
Saying goodbye to Willie, Ryan Bingham, Nathaniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Because Willie, that's going to be his last show. This is the last go round for Willie. He's not looking great these days. And he's got to be, 88, Bob?
He's 88, yeah.
Nailed it. This is it for Willie. Have you seen Willie Nelson?
No, I've never seen him, live, no.
Okay, cool. He's, it's great, and it's one of those voices where when it's Willie Nelson, where you're like, oh, man. But I haven't seen him in a very long time, probably 20 years. So, I hope it's good. That's my biggest fear.
What?
Well,
he's not going to play. He's more the facilitator of the festival. He's not going to play.
No,
like,
he's playing.
I know.
He's going to do an hour. So.
An hour?
Yep. I think everybody's doing an hour. That's the gig.
No, there's too many people on the.
I think there's eight and it goes from 4 to midnight and everybody gets an hour, I think. I'm almost positive. But with that, the reason why I say that is the Olympics are going on right now, and the opening ceremonies are tomorrow night, which I don't know that anybody's allowed to do anything or even in the stadium, so that's going to be fucking weird. I got to see Bob Dylan in 96 at the Olympics as a kid. He did a show there, and I was like, oh, man, it's Bob Dylan. He sounded terrible.
Sounded
terrible. So
I would argue that Bob Dylan always sounded terrible, though. That was his vibe.
But here's the problem. Here's why I say that, right? I don't want that to be my lasting memory of Willie. Like, I hope he sounds great. You know?
He'll sound like Willie, for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. If he asked you to smoke a fucking huge chooch with him, would you do it? Because it's Willie? It would ruin the rest of your night.
Yeah. No. That's not my dude, though. Do you know what I mean?
You just said no to smoking a joint with Willie Nelson. Who is it? Who's the guy that would get you to do it?
He's also in the danger zone at 88.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially if we got another variant.
Oh, yeah.
Willie's...
You're saying that he maybe won't do it, huh?
No. I think he's probably vaxxed up, right?
Yeah, but...
Maybe I will wear a mask. We'll see.
For Willie. Would you wear a mask for Willie?
No. Stones, yes.
To hang out with Willie.
Yes. Yeah. I'd love to get him on the show, but it's probably too late for that. There was one gig where a friend of mine did something with him and Snoop Dogg, and he got trapped on the bus. And he goes, there was no way out. I had to smoke the weed with him. And he goes, it was fucking brutal. He said within 5 minutes, he's like, I was in another dimension. I was sweating. And I don't even remember any of it. You know, he's like, there's photo and video. And he goes, and as soon as he said it, like my hands started sweating where I was like, oh no, I know exactly what happened there. No. Yeah.
I would do it for Pauly Shore.
You're a big Pauly Shore fan. Not a lot of people know that. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Wait, is that in August? I'm going to have to ask Dan. I think he's coming here.
Pauly Shore?
Something.
Did we get him on the show?
No, we were like going to go see him.
We'll get him on the show.
Okay.
We'll get Pauly. If you want Pauly Shore on the show, we'll get Pauly Shore
on the
show.
I really do.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Why him?
I just like him. He's a part of my
childhood.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a part of the
now
whole.
Now him and Brendan Fraser. Good night.
B. Fraser, dude. The two of them
little
together.
Little Encino Man revisit.
Yeah. The two of them together.
My house.
Didn't he do some crazy interview that we were listening to where he was just super honest about his life?
Which one? Pauly or?
Pauly Shore. Where he was just like, man.
He is.
I think it might have been Joe Rogan.
I think that's why I like him. Like the documentaries that he makes, all the stuff that he does is pretty fucking honest about his bullshit, which I like.
Yeah. Did he take over the Comedy Store? Does he own it or did he sell it?
I think he owns it. I don't know how much Adam Egget like is really basically takes care of it and has been for years. So he leans a lot on him. I'm sure he owns it.
Okay.
Because he just, everything got passed to him, I guess.
Bill Schofield saying he did your mom's house. Yeah, he'll do this show.
Okay.
I'd like to sit him down and then you can ask him all the things. What was your favorite Pauly Shore movie?
Well, Encino Man probably.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I really liked the documentary that he did. Like he did it himself while his mom was still alive. She was like sick, but he just went around to all these shows and like showed himself like hanging out with fans at like an IHOP, going home with rando girls. Like I just love that.
Yeah.
And he's very honest about being like, I want to be fucking famous again, dude. Like there's something awesome about that kind of honesty that people don't do right now. Like, dude, I fucking miss it. Like, I miss it. Well, and that's what I'm doing this whole time is I'm saying him. He's like, I miss it. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to do is get back to that. And there's something kind of
who doesn't, Paul?
Fun about
ask
that.
Any athlete, you know, who doesn't? Like, I'm sure.
He's not an athlete, but if you ask any
athlete,
person that
musician,
was
yeah,
that
yeah.
crazy famous, mm-hmm. not every one of them will be like, I miss it. A lot of them will be like, it was a lot. It was crazy. Like, it was hard. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, nope. I miss every single second of it. He's not the type that's like, don't take a picture. No. He was like, I'm going to party with, that's probably why.
He was good.
He's like, I'm going to party with everyone that wants to at any time.
There's people that are good at being famous. He's probably one of them. So.
He is, but I think he got some like bad advice from agents and didn't take stuff, and it just kind of fell away. And I do think that he got a little bit too saturated by like one right after the other of his poly thing.
Yeah.
It got to be too much.
It became like Ernest T. Bass, you know?
Yeah.
Too many Ernest movies. Nobody talks about him anymore.
He is
Jim Varney. He's dead. He's dead. R.I.P.
You know who is alive that I just found out though?
Who?
Bob Dole.
Ah, no, shut up. Oh, that's right. I saw
thought
him at,
he was dead.
I saw him at McCain's thing. You're right. I saw him at the McCain funeral.
Anyways, they're he's
on TV.
Like,
I wasn't there. 98 years old.
He was trending on Twitter this morning.
Yeah, because
Bob
he
Dole
did,
is 98 years old.
There was some interview for.
Oh, he's cancer? Shit.
Wow.
Only the good die young, you know? No, he'll make it to a hundo.
He has a couple cancers, I'm sure. 98. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Here's the headline. He says, Bob Dole says he's still a Trumper, but sort of Trumped out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense, but.
Well, he's 98.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's
you
doing
know
his
what
best.
I mean?
Let's get him on the show. Tell him it's 4 hours. Uninterrupted. Diped up for the whole time. He doesn't have to get up.
He's got to stand the whole time. I've got a quick crime corner. Unless you have other. That was really loud.
I know it was. No, it was. It was intentional, James. It's intentional.
Unless you have other stories that you'd like
no,
to get.
No. Just one more, but we'll do it afterwards.
Go.
We'll do it afterwards.
No, it's a good tease. Crime corner, guys.
Okay.
Tell all your friends. Get in the room.
Hammer the like button on YouTube.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
We're in a wild mood today. I like it. I like where this is all going. If we could go 5 hours today, if we didn't have other shows, I'd just go for 5 hours about nonsense today.
Okay, cool. So I'm Absolute thinking of nonsense. A Patreon show called Stalking Christina P. Can it be on Patreon? And it's literally sure. just going to be me like, girl, we should be fucking friends.
Yeah.
The way you talk about stuff.
Yep. It'd be the biggest show
It'd
of all time.
It'd have to be Patreon, though, because then she'd be like, what you use my name to like get
creepy.
On some charts? Yeah, right, yeah.
This is creepy.
Okay, go ahead. What's
again, if you guys did Where My Mom's At together, it'd be the biggest show of all time. I could never work again. I just reach out, Christina P., you live here, right? She's here now.
She just hates Instagram and all the stuff in the same way.
Yeah.
Someone said to her, like, live your truth, and she almost fucking puked, which I love, right? And, it's great, but go ahead.
Go to her Instagram and just tag Jesse. Just say, look, just do
people
the fucking
do.
Show together, dude.
They
That's
do.
All we want.
They do, but I think she's like me, where she's like, she kind of posts her shit and posts and ghosts.
Yeah,
she
just doesn't check it.
Yeah.
I keep seeing these fucking, the last story I wanted to talk about was this. I keep seeing these fucking articles about the electric cars. Mercedes-Benz says they're going to be all electric by 2030. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is a lie. I just
Why?
Want you to know that is a lie, and that is not going to happen. I know that was a huge story this morning. They don't have any of the parts for any of this fucking bullshit. So all of this electric cars, Dan and I have signed up for all of the things, right? None of them have come true. None of them are ready. The only one who did it was Ford with the Mustang, but it's not a Mustang. It's just kind of like an SUV. It's cool. But, like, I want a fucking truck or something fucked up, right, to go all electric. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, put your reservation. I'm here to tell you, don't put your reservation in for any of these fucking things. It's $100 or whatever it is, some cases $500, to reserve one of these cars. And I was like, oh, it's going to be great. I did this for the fucking Bronco, too. And they don't have the chips. They don't have the parts. I think we're going through with every facet of life. I sat on the call for the seltzer yesterday, and they were like, yeah, there's a shortage of one product here. And you're like, figure it the fuck out, man. I'll come and make it with an old boat oar in a bathtub at this point. Like, let's go. It'll be out this fall, but don't waste your money or your time on this. With the Bronco, here's where I'm super fucking angry about it, is like, oh yeah, there's a chip shortage. No Bronco. Now there's a problem with the roof shortage for the thing. No fucking Bronco. Then I get something in the mail. I came home and you were like proud to give it to me. And it was, it was about yay size. It looked like the map from the Goonies. And I was like, oh my God. And it was in an official envelope from Bronco. And it was
they got a gold seal on it.
Oh my God, is the car ready?
Yeah.
Are we getting this thing? What's going on? I opened it up and they were like, look, we know the past year and a half has been tough and you've ordered your Bronco or whatever. There's more tough times ahead. So we wanted to make up for that by giving you the it is a poster of the renderings of the Bronco when they decided to make it so that you could hang that on your wall and look at the drawings of when they were making the car that you're not going to get.
As you're killing yourself?
Or? Yeah, I immediately pulled out my penis, pissed all over it, then pulled down my pants and then shit on it, and then left it in the yard for a few days. So, because it was supposed to rain, and then it rained on my piss and shit out there. Stop wasting money, Bronco. Put all that money into the roofs or whatever the fuck is missing and just get the goddamn cars up. I've never seen a clusterfuck like this except for, I don't know, every other fucking car company out there. GM was the latest with the Hummer and the electric thing.
Yeah.
Dan got ordered one of those, you know, for taxes. And they were like, man, it's going to be delayed till 2023 or whatever the fuck it is. Stop wasting your money on this shit. It'll just be out and it'll be out. If you go to eBay, though, there is like a couple that have trickled out and they're going for $95,000 on eBay. Boom. Come on, dude. Are we there? We there? Bullshit. So don't do it. This bullshit with Mercedes-Benz, we're going all electric by 2030. Not a prayer. Not one fucking prayer you are. Bump that back 5 years, okay? Because we're all owned by China. So we're not getting shit. Stop lying to us. Jabe's Crime Corner. Let's go.
Crime Corner.
Crime Corner.
Woman breaks. Well, first of all, this is my nightmare that happened. A nightmare I had last week happened in real life. Woman breaks into dentist office and pulls 13 teeth from a patient. So a woman in Nevada broke into a dentist's office and pulled 13 teeth from an unconscious patient. Laura Eich.
Is it spelled like German? Oh, there she is. We got a pic. Let's go full screen.
That's German.
Look at her.
To be fair, she looks like a dentist.
Yeah, exactly.
She's great.
So she also broke into the same place on a separate occasion and stole money. And the woman claims to have previously worked in the office, although she is not a dentist. She allegedly stole nearly $23,000 from the dentist office during the break-in in May, and on a separate occasion she broke into the same building and pulled 13 teeth from a patient.
Yes.
She also reportedly admitted to using anesthetics disposed of by the office, so any kind of laughing gas or whatever. 42-year-old woman was arrested on Wednesday and has been charged with 2 counts of burglary and 1 count each of grand larceny. Conspiracy to commit burglary. So is it you're charged for each
tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And performing surgery on another without a medical license. the amount of details is I don't like that I don't know like exactly how this happened and then what she did with the teeth and why and who and how.
Sure.
So there's two problems here. And it involves the fact that she pulled 13 teeth, obviously.
There's 13 problems.
There's two problems with that. With those 13 problems. One is either, A, no one was paying attention to this patient for a very long time.
Thank you. Nevada. But anyway.
Or B, even worse, she did it very quickly. Was just like,
You would have to, right?
That is not a quick job. Pulling teeth is not quick.
Not quick, but also, I don't know if anyone's been to a dentist, recently to have something like that done where you have to get out. Like, you are in there forever, and you're sitting in the room by yourself forever, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a long process, even just the waiting of it. So she was just probably looking through rooms, right? Mm-hmm. And there's someone out. In this room, she's all hopped up.
Yeah.
She just stole like $23,000. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of medical dentist equipment. Now, that's more work than it is. Do you know what I mean?
Do you take that
now
down to the pawn shop?
Right? Yeah. Like, you're going to spend more in gas getting that shit around than you're going to make. But, and then went into a room and just pulled. Did she know them? what was the impetus behind that? Did she just throw him, right? Who were you mad at, really?
I don't know. All I know is this. Have you had teeth pulled?
Yeah.
Okay. I had 8 pulled at once. 4 wisdom teeth, and then I had 4 extra teeth growing inside my mouth. It's weird. Okay? I know that. I know that that's a weird thing. It's a long time. It's about 5 or 6 hours to do something like that, and then you're in a lot of pain afterwards. Now, that was 8.
God, can you imagine that person waking imagine, up, you guys?
So I was in so much pain. I was in 7th grade, I think. I in my sleep, because they put you under, obviously, I kicked the fucking nurse in the head, knocked her out. She had to get removed. I didn't know. Obviously, I'm unconscious. And when I woke up, I was screaming, so much pain, blah, blah, blah. I can't imagine adding 5 more teeth to that thing.
You are such a tenderfoot.
No.
We've all.
Not at all.
We've all gotten wisdom teeth taken out. We've all.
4 extra teeth on top of it. One.
I think you're confused.
One was in the top of my mouth.
What do you mean the top?
Yeah. I had a fucking extra tooth up there.
Like
dude.
In the roof?
Yeah, dude. Weird. Weird. And I was a kid. And that happened, Jabes.
That's like a deformity.
I know. I know. And I wanted to keep him. I wanted to see him. So I saw him. You know how long a fucking tooth is like that? It's like this long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So I don't know how homegirl was able to rip out 13 like that. I really don't. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I like it, though. And I look, are we celebrating her or not? Because that's an achievement.
No.
I think we should. 13's a lot. If you're able to get that out, oof. Oh, my God.
I just have so many questions.
So do I. Can we get her on the show? Is she out or is she in jail right now?
More questions than answers.
She's in jail. Yeah. Delco Dan's shaking his head now. She's in jail.
Also, we're not. Oh, maybe over Zoom.
Yeah, get her on
she's
Zoom.
She's not coming into the fucking
yeah,
office.
She took $23,000. That's grand theft, right?
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's right.
Shit. Maybe we can get her on the old phone. You know, have her call in.
Tiger King style.
Yeah, have her call into the show. Speaking of Dennis, shout out to Dr. Britt Baker last night. Big win over Nyla Rose in AEW.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, dude. AEW Nation, dude. I'm here for all of it. And yeah, watched last night's it was in Dallas. Part of me wanted to just get hop in the car and go down there and be in the magic again.
Sure.
Because I love it so very much. And I want to call the AEW. I want to do that. McAfee does WWE. I want to do AEW. We can really kick shit off there. I'm amped. You watched it last night. You were disgusted a little bit.
It's just
a guy brought out a fork and stabbed the guy in the forehead.
Stabbed the other guy in the head. And and then he pushed him onto barbed wire, and it was real, and it was like pulling his skin. And
a lot
like,
of blood.
It's fun. Oh.
It's funner than WWE. There's not even a comparison to me. I'm all in on AEW, dude. I'm watching it every week now. So yes, you can ask me about whatever. Mox lost last night. Shocking. There was a lot going on last night. And the storylines they keep up with really well. The guy who got fucking chucked onto the stairs, he came back with his ribs all taped up, like it's great.
Yeah.
God damn it, I love AEW.
Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan. The fork I was not expecting. I've never seen somebody get stabbed in the forehead 15 times with a fork last night.
Well, if I've learned anything from The Wrestler, it's that they like talk about it before and they're like, the head bleeds so much more without really cutting it that much. So if you just like nick it a little bit, you'll get a bunch of blood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Delco Dan's shaking
like,
his head. Yes,
he would
as
put
if he's
his
done
head down and have like a razor blade and kind of just like cut it a little bit and it would just like blah. Gush down. Yeah.
Yeah, they keep their little blades
yeah.
usually
yeah.
in like wrap around their wrist.
Yeah.
So I'm into it, but like still, you're still cutting yourself.
Yeah.
Lastly
here, before we get out of here, I wanted to ask you about monetizing our children. I think it's time. I think it's time now. There is a high school hoop star this guy is number 7 in the country. He's a junior. My God, man. He's a junior in high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. Apparently, his name is Mikey Williams. He's not eligible for the NBA draft until 2024. He's got 2 years left of high school, let alone college or whatever he decides to do.
Right.
You know, go straight to the pros. He's built up a social media following of more than 5 million followers across like multiple platforms. He's the first high school star to sign with representation to a huge agency, and he's going to get millions of dollars as a junior in high school. And his response to all of this is he's 17 years old, mm-hmm. is fucking insane. And he's like, look, man, I look forward to the NIL rules provide a new opportunity for somebody like me who's put so much energy and effort into building a community, aka his fan base. I'm excited to be the first high school athlete to make this move. I love to hoop and I love engaging with my fans, and I look forward to continuing to share my journey with everyone. 17 years old, making millions of dollars off of social media. My God. Let's put our baby on a podcast. Has a baby done a podcast before? Just for babies, other babies. Just nonsense. We put another baby with him and boom, it's just two-year-olds talking about nonsense for an hour. I was watching some of the shit Jax was watching, our seven-year-old, and I was like, oh, if he's watching that dumb shit, we could throw a couple babies on there and have him say a bunch of wild-ass shit. Let's go, dude.
Probably.
Monetize the children now. 17 years old, and this kid's going to make millions of dollars. Now it's not going to matter if he fucking busts out or not. Like, congratulations. Who gives a shit?
He's good to go.
Yeah,
is
good to go.
Is he an athlete?
Yes, he's the seventh highest ranked recruit of the junior class.
What position?
I don't know. His name, you can look him up.
Okay.
Mikey Williams is his name. But a junior, 17 years old,
is
junior.
I think he's the end one. Is that a position? The end
one? No, not even close. Basketball.
The front guy?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks like a point guard.
The one on the side.
Yeah.
Just by height.
So he's a... He is a combo guard, 5-star recruit.
Yep.
I'll try. He has
I'm a combo guard too.
Ooh,
pizzeria one.
Pizzeria combos.
I don't know if he has like a. He has like a million offers, of course. So he's getting offered everywhere because he's a 5-star. Like I'm sure he is already talking to Coach Cal. He's only 6'2" though.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you cash in? And again.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with numerous people. It's like you're almost protecting your children from failure later on, where it's just like, all right, I know they're good looking and kind of funny. Don't know how smart they're going to be. Do you let them cash in and do all this other crazy shit? We'll see.
Yeah.
You and I personally, we're working on an NFT right now with the Woodstock shit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see how that all plays out. And then we're going to have those guys on the show who are selling the NFT. It's like the biggest NFT company there is in the country. And then they're going to come on. We're going to sell it, talk about the experience and everything else around it. Because I'm curious. Because a lot of the shit that these kids are signing on for is that, these NFTs. You know, trading cards of them or whatever. Because what would a 17-year-old's card be worth in high school? I don't know that we've ever had that before. That's going to be a wild thing. So, you know, we're going to do it with this. We got lucky with some Woodstock shit and see what happens. But then we're going to bring those guys on the show and be like, how much are you actually making off of this?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it'll be a cool story just to, I don't care if it's $2, to be honest with you. I just want to be able to explain it to the audience and be like, all right, you can actually make money out of this or you can't make money out of this. We'll find out. But this kid, yes, he'll be doing an NFT fucking tomorrow, I'm sure. Good for him. Good for you, Mikey Williams. Proud of you.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for you guys, too. Appreciate you being here. Go to iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star and leave a review. That is all they care about in this world. They don't even care about us. They don't care about Jabes.
No.
They forgot about Jabes. Don't forget about Jabes. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. It's a weird show. Again, I could go for like 5 hours today. I feel it today.
Well, you probably will. Not on this show.
Oh, we got fake news on another show, yeah. We might do a fucking emergency sports. I just feel good today.
I want to be on news next week.
Good.
And here's what I want to do.
Sure.
I want it to be like fun. Remember when we...
Fun, baby.
Remember when we would wear like sequin jackets?
Oh, yeah.
And like weird glasses?
You know what happened though, right? I'll tell the audience. I don't give a shit.
I left. Everyone knows what happened. It's not fun anymore.
Once Jabes goes, the circus packs up. backs up. No, what happened was, if you remember this, so we had all these, like, we had a thrift store near the office. So we were getting all these, like, crazy jackets and all this other shit. And then COVID hit. Obviously, we all got it. And there was a pile full of, like, dirty COVID jackets from the news, the fake news and all that shit. And, like, I forget who it was. It was working at the studio where they were just, like, using a stick and putting them into trash bags of, like, oh, boy, we can't have these anymore. The dirty COVID jackets. So we were coughing, and, I mean, it was a whole thing. So, and then the thrift store shut down. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, we're not.
They've been back open for a while.
Yeah, well, we don't live there, so. But, you know, once they shut down, we were like, oh, fuck, we can't get these clothes anymore. And nobody wanted to wear the dirty COVID jackets after
no,
we
No, I think
got
you
over.
Guys just need a shot of life.
Ooh.
You need a little kick in the pants.
Yeah, a little shot of Jabes. All right. We'll see. Join us next
I'm not
going
to read the topics or even be, like,
no.
Intelligent in any way.
No.
But gosh, will I be fun, huh? I will really derail every conversation.
Let's do it. Let's do it next week.
We'll have to ask the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's here.
The meat queen.
Yeah. And then we'll be doing fake news here in probably an hour or so-ish. Always got to throw that ish on the end. I have no idea. And then if you're listening to the show on audio only, obviously subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast and Ross Patterson Revolution on YouTube. We're all on the same channel, all on the same network here. Lots of fun, flirty times ahead. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone. I feel like it's closer tonight.
Good afternoon.
Is it? I'm